Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. That is what we needed. That's right. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. I'm a Gabby Award winner. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Don't ask him what the P stands for, because his name is Michael, and he's got a P in there somewhere, and then it's Johnson. She is
the... Stands for pistol.
You know what? Hold on.
Yeah.
That's
sorry. Deserved.
Sorry. Should have been a little quicker probably, but I had that in my mind all the way in this morning.
She is a tofu taster, a queen of improv, first lady of Charlie Morton's Atlanta baseball team, Miss Allie Mack. And Dylan is an Eagles fan, a Falcons fan. He rotates, but he's our guy.
He does believe in B teams.
And he is a creepy waiver, but we love him no matter what. He's our little brother, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. All right. We've got so much to talk about. There were so many things happening in the sports. We've got Ryder Cup, SEC matchups in the state of Georgia. Georgia Tech, close one. But Charlie Morton retires as a Brave, or maybe. But I think, Allie, we probably want to start with our Falcons maybe at some point.
You think we should start there? I am curious, did you guys fall asleep easily last night? Or is it one of those where it's like, so much adrenaline?
I woke up because of the adrenaline. I actually rocked myself to sleep, rocking my child to sleep. So I put myself in drowsy mode, but I couldn't sleep. And I woke up like at 2, like ready to go.
Yeah, I think that, so I had the adrenaline thing going, obviously, and it's awesome because me and Grant get a chance to step in here for 2 hours in postgame and talk about it and kind of like weave through the emotions. And by the time I'm done with that, adrenaline's worn off and I am exhausted. Like I get home, my wife, I'm like, my eyes are closing as we're like bathing the kids, you know? And my wife's like, are you tired? I'm like, I'm exhausted. And I know it doesn't seem like a job or career path that will, you know, exhaust you, but absolutely because of the emotions and adrenaline throughout a lot of this weekend, it's like, dude, I can't even hold my eyes open. Well, I am spent.
You're just on a 10 the whole time. And yeah. I did listen to the post-game show, and you guys just sounded like there was so much joy in your voices talking about that game.
Yes, I'm glad to hear that.
So I can see how you might be exhausted from that. So let's go over some of the things that Bo just mentioned. Yes, Braves won yesterday against the Pirates 4-1 to wrap up the season. Charlie Morton started for the last time in his career at this point. Snickers retirement decision still up in the air. Now, the Europeans did win the Ryder Cup. If you're keeping track at home, that means the Europeans have won 11 of the past 15 Ryder Cups. Georgia lost to Alabama 24-21. Georgia Tech beat Wake Forest on overtime. And, of course, the Falcons beat the Commanders. Michael Penix threw for a career high, 313 yards, completing 20 of 26 passes. Final score, 34-27.
I want to ask you guys this. This is one of the emotions I tried to weigh yesterday immediately after the game. Am I more upset about the Carolina game after yesterday and seeing what Carolina did against New England? I feel like I was like more upset. I kept looking back at last week going, what just happened? I mean, and we talk about this all the time, win the games you're supposed to win. The fact that the offense came out and looked like it did yesterday and just looked unstoppable at times, and Bijan's running so hard and the receivers are making great plays and everything else, and then I'm looking on the TV, like I said, or watching Red Zone, and Carolina's getting throttled. I'm like, how did this happen? How did we find ourselves here last week?
I I want to say yes, but had we not came out and responded, like I thought the team came out and responded right away. And I was going back and forth with some people, and you know how it goes. Everybody has an opinion, which unfortunately in today's world we have to hear. But I thought the team responded exactly like you wanted. The defense continued to do what they do, which was hold teams under 300 yards, keep really teams out of the end zone to an extent and hold them to field. I mean, they kicked 4 field goals yesterday, and the offense came out and responded immediately with 2 drives. They didn't go inside the 30 all week last week, or once last week, and they went twice in the first 2 drives. Had they not responded, I would have been putting a lot more stock into that. Does it feel like that was an unacceptable result even more now?
Yeah.
Yes. But I think everyone handled everything the way you want to. Heads rolled, literally. A head rolled. You made adjustments. You know, you fired a position coach in a position that was underperforming. They come out and perform this week. So I think you kind of did the things that you wanted them to do based on the result. You just hope that that doesn't trip you up late in the year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and it was nice to see. And there were some wrinkles, and obviously things we'll get into throughout the show. I was pretty happy with Zach Robinson being on the field, which was such a massive topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. T.J. Yates down on the field as well, which I thought was interesting. Didn't expect to see both of them down there. I think it was KJ Black who was up in the booth, which I just don't know. Didn't see that one coming, I guess.
I think you had to have TJ down there because, yeah, he's the passing game coordinator, but he's also the wide receiver coach right now. And I think it was pertinent to have him down there taking back over that position group that he did coach from 21 to 23. Or 22, yeah, I think it's 21. Yeah, 21, 23.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Having him down there doing that. So I think he needed to be down there. It was one that we questioned, right? Who would be down there?
Yeah.
And who would be up? But I think I think about it. And look, I thought the wide receiver room, for the most part, came out and answered the call.
Yeah, I completely agree. Let me backtrack on that. I think Drake London answered the call. I thought it was really interesting. I think it was like the second play of the game. You throw a screen to Ray Ray, and it was based off like wide zone action. And you throw the weak side. The whole offensive line's blocking like it's wide zone. And Penix just takes it, picks it up, throws it out there, which I thought, okay, this is perfect. This is kind of like your counter run play, but you're just throwing the ball. And he drops it. And he didn't – I think he got targeted one more time, and I think it was for -7 yards. Like, he didn't touch the ball.
And that was really – they counted that as a pass, Mike. But that was the double reverse debacle,
right?
Yeah, it was this little pitch. I don't know why they counted it as a pass.
Yeah, it was really – and I think that – so, like I said, I think that Drake London stepped up, and obviously Kyle Pitts and Bijan in the passing game, but, you know, we didn't see Darnell do much, and Ray Ray, zero. So, it is what it is as far as that goes.
I thought Darnell had a really good route on that little comeback in the red area that they ended up getting a first down. But other than that, he did leave the game with a hamstring. But he's just not running crisp routes.
Yeah.
And that's not my opinion. I've talked to people and they're watching it. And I don't understand where the disconnect is.
I don't either. Because usually, and we talked about Darnell being injured throughout training camp, and you think, okay, yeah, the injury. Dude, it's not a leg injury, though, or it wasn't until yesterday. And so I'm confused as to why the routes aren't crisp as well. He also had another one that was a beautiful throw from Michael Penix. Tight coverage, but it kind of dropped in his breadbasket. He bobbles it along the sideline and catches it out of bounds, which, you know, I thought, okay, good coverage, good pass breakup. And you go back and watch it, and it lands right in his hands. So it was a really good throw. But yeah, I got questions, but I have no doubt that with 15 days ahead, they'll get some things straightened out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and I do want to mention, since it is Falcons Monday, we are celebrating today. 404-726-0929. If you want to call in and celebrate alongside with us, feel free to. I am curious, how do you think things changed up so much going into yesterday? It just felt like everyone's demeanor, attitude, it was all so different, and everyone's just ready to fire.
Yeah, I'll give Raheem Morris a lot of credit on this one, and I know that for whatever you said last week, probably a lot of people taken back, or maybe you still feel the same way you did about Raheem Morris. But this is one of the things we talked about when he was hired for this job, is the ability to get players to play up, right? And the ability to motivate guys in that locker room and stay steady and always have that attitude. It fell flat last week. And that was one of the more frustrating things. You're like, you're watching this offense. You're like, nobody looks like they want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons in pregame, I brought it up to Dave Archer. I was like, I don't know. Is there a thing about being outdoors and the weather against Carolina? Is there something that, you know, maybe throws you off? And, you know, Dave, he didn't like the notion of that. But I still go back to the demeanor of just like, it just felt like, oh, don't really care. Not up for this one. It's not prime time. It's against a bad Carolina team. We're on the road. We're outdoors. I'm good. But you answered the bell and you got back. And when Dave, and Bo, I know you were standing there, when Dave asked Raheem in the postgame, and he says, you know, hey, a lot of talk about Michael Penix, a lot of talk about the performance last week. Raheem said what? Rightfully so. I mean, we didn't play well. But he's like, we use that to our advantage, and we answer the bell this week. I thought that said a lot about the conversations inside of that building.
I want to tell you, I think you and Arch are both right. I think Arch is right when his, like, that can't be. But I do believe that you have some young players on this team. If you notice the side of the ball with I know that we talk about all these young players on defense, but the side of the ball with less veteran leadership is offense. Now, you can say that Drake is a fourth year, Pitts is a fifth year, Bijan is in his third, but, I mean, the leader of your offense is Michael Penix, and you still got young players sprinkled in. I think that there could be – it's two or three years in a league is really not old.
Yeah, I agree.
But when you've got Jesse and Caden Ellis and Onyemata and those kind of guys on the defense, that's a little bit more veteran leadership. Those guys have all – they've got like almost 20 years of NFL – or maybe over 20 years of NFL experience. So it's a little bit different for me. So I think both can be true. And that was a sleepy atmosphere in Carolina to start that game. You allowed it to not be as sleepy towards the end, but it was sleepy. There was a lot of Washington colors in there, and they all went home unhappy, so I'm happy about yesterday.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And to go back to your point, you know who I think the vocal leader is on offense? And I've thought this many times. There's a lot of soft-spoken guys. We've talked to a lot of them. Drake London, soft-spoken. Plays hard. Bijan, soft-spoken. Plays hard. Matthew Bergeron, to me, he's the leader, which is crazy. And you just mentioned it. 2 or 3 years in the league, not a long time. All right, but when you look at Matthew Bergeron, every time there's a big play, he is downfield trying to clean somebody up, and then he's hyping up the guy who ever made the catch or the run. It's like the first guy down there. I absolutely love it. Is he the best player? No. Is he the top five players on offense? No. There's five or six first-round picks on our offense, but all of them are soft-spoken, lead-by-example type of people. Matthew Bergeron's the guy that's like, nah, man, like we're ready to roll. And I think that says a lot about him, says a lot about our ability and the task we put in front of him on a day-to-day basis. So. Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
That is interesting. I want to go back and look at him now after every single play. Well, coming up, we're going to dive in more. We're going to let you hear some of the highlights all morning long from yesterday's game. We're going to celebrate this Falcons Monday, 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.